KQED.
Well, Steve Jobs has been the subject of films and books since his untimely death from cancer in 2011 when he was just 56 years old. Now the Silicon Valley superstar is the subject of a major new opera. KQED senior arts editor Chloe Veltman has the story.
This is the sound of a key on a vintage Macintosh computer, the Mac Plus, released in 1986. Composer and electronica DJ Mason Bates is listening intently to it through speakers rigged up to a laptop in his Burlingame music studio. He admits the key clicks don't sound like much on their own.
But when you take them together and then turn them into a rhythmic device, they create a bit of a tapestry.
The opening music in Bates' new opera, The Revolution of Steve Jobs, morphs out of the sound of those simple key clicks. Bates often uses digital technology in his orchestral works, and it matters to the composer that the pops, beeps, and whizzes in his score come from genuine Apple gear.
While you might not be able to pick out exactly, oh, that was a spinning hard drive of an Apple I or a Power Mac or Mac Plus key click, I think the accumulation of those sounds does lend some authenticity to the sound world.
But it takes more than an authentic sound world to make sense of Steve Jobs' epic life story on stage. The man ran three major companies where he oversaw the release of many wildly successful products and movies, like the iPhone and Toy Story. He also had a complicated personal life, adopted as a baby, refused to publicly acknowledge his first child for years, died young.
He was such a complex individual. I cannot even imagine how you would capture Steve's life in an opera.
That's Andy Cunningham. She worked closely with Jobs as a publicist and witnessed the ups and downs of his career and moods firsthand. Like the time he demanded calla lilies for his hotel room at midnight.
Steve was a very emotional person, and he was actually driven largely by his emotions.
But Mason Bates revels in the complexity and emotionality of his subject.
His actual life is the stuff of opera.
The opera begins in the garage of Steve Jobs' boyhood home in Los Altos, the birthplace of Apple. It careens backwards and forwards between episodes in Jobs' life, and while operatic heroes are usually played by tenors, this one's a baritone, a darker, more nuanced voice. Ed Parks plays Steve Jobs in the world premiere production, and like a true baritone, Parks isn't afraid to embrace Jobs' dark side.
I'm mostly drawn to his flaws. The arc of his life is grand. There's a lot of betrayal, and there's a lot of anger towards people, and a lot of love as well.
All ingredients ripe for opera. For the California Report, I'm Chloe Veltman.
The Revolution of Steve Jobs debuted this weekend in Santa Fe, New Mexico. There will be a California production in the San Francisco Opera's 2019 and 2020 season.